Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. We have a very interesting and unusual guest today. It is Jim Carroll. Ultimate Memory Magic is the name of a book he authored, the transformative program for sharper memory, mental clarity, and greater focus. All of us want to keep our cognitive function. Let's see what he can tell us about doing that with the Ultimate Memory Magic. Mr. Carroll, thanks very much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Roizen.
So how did you get started on this? As I understand it, you didn't start out as a memory guru.
Actually, you know, I didn't begin doing memory till I was 49 years old. I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania, originally, and I grew up in Allentown, ended up working at the steel mill there. I didn't do too well in high school because I was bullied as a kid and I was afraid to go to class and everything. But so I ended up at the steel mill, and then when I lost my job in the late 70s, like everyone else living in Allentown, like the Billy Joel song, my wife was pregnant at the time, so I took her Avon account and went door-to-door selling Avon. And that's a true story. I've become one of the biggest selling Avon guys, probably the only guy, and Avon hired me to do a show for all these women, and here I am 5,000 shows later. So I did this show across the country, sticking my hand in bear traps, bending 60 penny nails, doing a card trick or two, and life was good. And then what happened was, at the age of 49, I started getting these chest pains, and I went to the doctor. They sent me to a cardiologist, and it was pretty bad. The guy actually told me I had cardiomyopathy, and he told me that I had a heartbeat of a 93-year-old man. I said, well, that's good news. I said, any more good news? He goes, well, you have a super enlarged heart. I go, there you go. There's the good news I'm looking for. He goes, no, this is serious, Jim. And that's when I woke up, Doc. I went home, told my wife, I said, we got to change my eating habits. And I started doing this exercise bike. Now, the bike was so boring that I took my deck of cards and started looking through them to keep from being bored on the bike. And I started memorizing these patterns. And so to motivate myself, I wouldn't get off the bike until I could memorize the whole deck of cards. The first time I did it, it took over two hours. And I'm on this bike for 2 hours. It's crazy.
Now, how are you holding the deck of cards while you're on a bike?
It's an exercise bike, Doc. An exercise bike where you just, like a recumbent exercise
bike.
Right.
It wasn't using the handles as well as the pedals.
No. And I wouldn't recommend doing it while riding a bike on the streets. No. An exercise bike where you don't have to hold on to anything. And I would look through my cards and try to memorize them to keep from being bored. And it was amazing that I started developing these systems. I call it now my memory matrix. Like, what I did was, like, at that time, there were, like, 100 major celebrities in People magazine. I took their names, and I figured I want to make an anchor system up. So, like, number one was Jeff Goldblum, two, Drew Carey, three, Jim Carrey. And I made this whole list of celebrities up to numbers. And I would look through these flashcards, and it was, like number 23 was Michael Jordan, all right? And so I would put them in an order where I could remember them easy. They became my anchors. They also became playing cards. It's hard to believe, but like Ace of Spades was Arnold Schwarzenegger, things like that. And so I got faster and faster at memorizing these cards that I got down to 3 minutes. I could shuffle a deck of cards up. And I was just so motivated. Do you know what I mean? I wanted to do this so bad. And as I was doing this, here's the medical part. All this energy started. I could felt this energy. I was like becoming energized on the bike. And I started memorizing everything I could get my hands on. I was memorizing 100 digits of pi every day, Doc. You know, 3, 1, 4, 5, 9, 2, 6, 5, 3, 5, 8, 9. I could go out to like 20,000 digits, no problem. And then so I kept
was
doing
this,
and doing it.
Jim? Yeah. Was it now? So this is the Ultimate Memory Magic. And so was this just a gift you had, or is it a gift you have, and can you teach some of it to others?
Here's what my feeling, because I've done this. I truly believe that just about anyone can do what I did. If they have the passion and the desire and they want to do this, memory magic, ultimate memory magic, will give you the recipe, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's all original material. I now go down to Walter Reed every month and I help the USO. You know, the USO brings me down, and I help wounded warriors suffering from PTSD and traumatic brain injury. I now study the brain, Doc. I study the brain. I know more about the brain than I care to know. I mean, my memory is beyond belief. It's just, I mean, and anyone can do this. I worked in a steel mill. I have no formal education.
So all tell right? us.
I didn't start till I was 49. Yeah.
So start us on what one should do other than getting this book, which is a wonderful book, The Ultimate Memory Magic, The Transformative Program for Sharper Memory, Mental Clarity, and Greater Focus at Any Age. It's published by St. Martin's Essentials, so it's available on Amazon or any place. But tell us now, how do you start doing this? If you're a listener on the radio and say, I want to get one start before I get the book.
All right. First of all, when I started going on the bike, in other words, this all happened accidentally. I wanted to go on this bike to help my heart, all right? The memory was just a thing that I did. And so, if I was with you right now, I could take the deck of cards and show you how to memorize. All right, well, let's do this, for example. Like, say, number one, I would have the people memorize George Washington was number one. And how easy would that – he was the first president of the United States. But I wanted to make a current celebrity, so Denzel Washington would be number one. Two would be Brad Pitt. The second letter in the alphabet is B, and he was put at number two. Brad Pitt, two syllables, two T's in Pitt. He became number two. Then Tom Cruise became number three, three letters in Tom. I make it really easy to learn these celebrities. Once you learn the basic celebrity anchors, everything just comes in. Like, for example, all right, number one is Denzel Washington. Number two is Brad Pitt. Three is Tom Cruise. Say I want to teach you right now the first three states of the union. Guess what the first state of the union is? If you remember the celebrity Denzel Washington, you'll just picture Washington crossing the Delaware. All right, but not George Washington. Picture Denzel Washington crossing. That makes it a little more funny, you know what I mean? And the first state of the union is Delaware. Number two, Brad Pitt. The second state of the union is Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The third state of the union is New Jersey, Tom Cruise. Visualize cruising the Jersey Shore on a yacht. Make it funny to pick. And this is what the whole thing is about.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
So it's about associations between these celebrities and what they do, and you're being able to associate what you're trying to remember with them.
Exactly. The anchor system of using the celebrities is so much easier than remembering one is the sun, two is the shoe, three is a tree. And then what I discovered then, Doc, is I use movies after the celebrities, and it made it 100 times easier. because the movies are emotional, like Rocky movies and Rudy and things like that. So I used movies as my anchors. I transformed all the celebrities into movies. Then I went from, instead of 1 to 100, I went from 1 to 1,000 and went to 5,000. And went to, I'm up to 10,000 movies now. Each movie means 272 different things. Now, I'm not saying everybody that reads this book is going to do that, because they're not Jim Carroll. They're not crazy like me. I'm just so passionate about this. And here's why I'm passionate about it, Doc. Because when I turned 59, about to turn 60, I went back to the doctor, and he was stunned. I no longer had an enlarged heart. I no longer have cardiomyopathy. Somehow my brain's affecting my body, all this energy and everything. And that's what I'm all about. You could change your whole life, not just your memory. You could change your whole life. So now I spread the word around. I travel around the world with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs. I entertain our troops and help them with their memory issues. I help seniors with their memory issues. I mean, I just want to get this word out that anybody can do this. You just got to have faith. You got to believe in yourself that you can do anything, and it'll work. This is real, man. I'm telling you, this is the most real thing I have ever come up with in my life. Like right now, just talking on it to you on the phone, I can feel the energy coming in my body. Do you see when I have an audience of 1,000 people? I mean, the energy is beyond belief, and I think it's the energy that cures these diseases, or at least helps. It's amazing what your brain is capable of, and I discovered it as a steel worker with no education. And I'm just getting started at 66 years old. It's crazy what you can do. I'm in the best shape of my life, physically and mentally. It's amazing. The whole story is amazing, and that's what Ultimate Memory Magic is about. It tells the story of how I went from laid-off steelworker, depressed, unemployed, to doing this. And the resilience happened three times in my life. It went from steelworker to becoming an entertainer. Then it happened again when the heart problem to knowing my heart problem was gone, and now it's happening again as a senior. So that's why I want to speak to seniors especially. Like, wow, people think life's over after 55, 60. Are you crazy? It's just beginning. Life doesn't begin until you're in your 60s.
So this was your second career, and part of it sounds like it's that the passion of teaching this gave you the energy to do other healthy things. So you're doing other healthy things now to reverse to reverse your heart disease. Tell us a little bit about those other things you're doing.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I say it's all about ESPN, all right? And ESPN meaning E for exercise physically, but most importantly, mentally. You know, the mental exercise is the most. S for sleep. Everyone knows sleep is the most important thing, especially your lymphatic system cleans out your brain. I don't want to get into the whole story. You're a doctor. I leave it up to the doctors to tell the story of what's happening. I just lead the people to it, that a normal person, a blue-collar guy can do this. Wow, anybody can do this. P is the most important part of ESPN. Positivity, positive thought, positive attitude, positive belief is the key. And, of course, your memories. I mean, when you get down and feel, look at some scrapbooks of your kids and your grandkids and stuff. It'll change your life real quickly. And then N, as you know, is very, very important, nutrition. You know, good nutrition fuels the brain and the body. So I tell everybody, hey, it's about ESPN. And that's my little thing that I talk about everywhere I go. And and I know for a fact that the exercise in the brain not only enhances people's cognitive abilities, it helped my memory and my focus beyond belief, and it's helping other people. I see it in wounded warriors that I've helped. I mean, I could tell you tons of stories about the people I've helped with this, but I believe now that it actually slows down the brain aging process from exercising the brain, the proper nutrition, that ESPN slows down the brain age process, the sleep. It energizes you. You know, it lowers your blood pressure, your stress levels. I mean, this is amazing, and it's so easy. You don't have to think any. It's easy. It's ESPN. I mean, this is really great. I mean, I love what I'm doing right now. My creativity and confidence is beyond belief. When I talk to wounded warriors, you just see these guys change. Like half the people, they come in, and these guys won't even give you the time of day. I come in with my leather jacket, my red sneakers. I have these guys eating out of my hand, and we're having a great time, and the self-esteem is through the roof. And that's what this is all about, building up the confidence and self-esteem again and knowing anybody could do this at any age. It's so amazing.
And if you had it to do all over again, would you have done this earlier? Or do you think doing it at 49, that part of it was that you had the life experiences before that? Or do you say, I could have done this at 29? What's your feeling on that?
You know what? My feeling is, if I could do my life all over again, I probably wouldn't change too much, because working at a steel mill, wow, working at a steel mill, being shy and backwards and getting bullied, I learned a lot of lessons about life. I mean, it's almost like I've been going to school for 65 years, and now it's time to put it out here. I think it's life experience is so important. Your failures, learn how to bounce back from all your failures and everything, and that's how you learn. And I would have never learned if I didn't go to steel mill and get bullied in school and all this other stuff. I mean, everything happened for a reason, and I'm not going to question it. I'm just happy I'm where I am right now in my life, because to me it's not about age. I stepped out of time. That's how I feel. Age is just a number. I mean, right now I could bend a 60-penny nail in my bare hands like the mighty Adam did when I worked in a steel mill. I seen him at a sideshow at the fair, and now I'm doing it at 66. I lift weights. I just run the 5K with my grandkids. I mean, how is this even possible? When I was in my 40s, I was in the worst shape of my life. So I think anybody can do anything. You just got to have the passion. You got to surround yourself with positive people, everybody cheering you on. And, hey, when I do the Invictus Games and the Warrior Games, it's like the Games for Wounded Warriors. It's like the Olympics for Wounded Warriors. It does wonders for these kids. It just does wonders. And that's what it's all about. It's the building up the self-esteem, the positive energy, the positive attitude, knowing that you could bounce back from anything. And so it's more about the book than just memory. It's called Ultimate Memory Magic, but that's what the magic means. It's ultimate memory magic. It's the magic of doing all of this stuff. It's just really, really cool. And I just want to get the word out to everybody. But yeah, I love talking with doctors, because I'm trying to find out, how did this all happen to me? Why am I able to do this at 66 and this and that? And so that's what I surround myself with as many people as I can, like yourself. And I just want to know and keep pushing this and let everybody else figure out the answer to it. I just want to keep pushing myself and pushing others to get into this. But it doesn't matter if you're three.
Yes, it sounds wonderful, and it is wonderful. And as you said, ESPN, physical activity or exercise, sleep, and positivity, which I call managing stress as well, and nutrition. So, maybe you put the T on the end for TV or something, because the T stands for avoiding toxins at the same time. So you've got it, and that is great. The book is Ultimate Memory Magic by Jim Carroll. Just to remind you that the Owner's Manual podcast, is brought to you by Persona Nutrition, personanutrition.com. Thanks very much, Jim Carroll, for being on the Ultimate Memory Magic. And we'll be back next week. This is podcast 964B. The B's are always wonderful guests, as Jim Carroll, K-A-R-O-L, of Ultimate Memory Magic is. The A's, the latest news of the week, medical news of the week, and what it means to you. Again, thanks very much for listening. And remember, Persona Nutrition is bringing this to you. You can go to their website, personanutrition.com, and find out more about what is good for you to take. Thanks very much, Jim. And thank you, Randall, for great engineering. We'll be back next week with another wonderful guest.